Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing this week? I hope that you guys are doing well. I saw that I had a few more new listeners. Hey, just wanted to welcome you to my podcast. Thank you again for tuning in and just checking out my tidbits of information that I sent out. So thank you for the support. I appreciate that. Please share it to others if you can. Hopefully, it'll help somebody out. Anyways, today I wanted to talk about something a little bit more serious. I know that my podcast is called Powerful Living Day by Day. But then again, if we don't address some of the negative issues, then it's hard to walk that, powerful life that I've named the podcast. And you guys all know it's just a name, it's just something to kind of get interested in. People like to see things that are positive and hear things that are positive. But on this station, we can talk about many things that I guess helps each and every one of us kind of move forward or progress. Although today it's going to be a little bit of a serious topic. I wanted to talk about, it's actually epidemic now, and one of them is depression. That's a big issue in a lot of people's lives. People get depressed. A lot of times people don't know why. And it's a hard subject. I know that we all heard this week that, two famous people committed suicide. One was Kate Spade, multi-billionaire, successful woman of entrepreneur. I mean, many people are making or wearing Kate Spade apparel. And yeah, it seemed like she had it all. She had the stock market, she even traded openly on publicly. I think she's worth like $1 or even $2 billion. She did really well for herself. Sorry if you hear that noise, it's just my phone going off. But anyways, nobody would have known that she was depressed, except for maybe some people that are really close to her, or maybe even nobody. Depression can come in so many different stages and so many different ways. And sometimes you can't even you, like you won't even know that somebody was depressed. And it's crazy. I've even had like one of an acquaintance. I've seen him and he's very successful. He owns businesses and things like that, has children, a wife, seemed very happy, seemed very successful. Then all of a sudden I hear a story that, he jumped off a bridge, and that's pretty insane. That's heart-wrenching and gut-wrenching when you think about it, and when you kind of just sit back and be like, why would they do that? Why would they hurt themselves? What happened? They seem so happy. And I'm assuming that's what happened with Kate Spade. Nobody knows why. Again, she could be smiling every day and showing people, hey, I'm doing good. We're flying here, we're flying there, we're spending this, we're spending that, we got all kinds of money, we got all kinds of investors, and life is great, life is good. But that's the thing about depression. It can just creep up on you. And all of a sudden, inside, inwardly, you're empty. Inwardly, your heart is missing something. Your mind, your soul is missing something. It's been taken over by something that's bad. And it could have been a past failure. It could have been something that, like, you as a kid, as a child, as a young adult, even as a regular adult, has never, I guess, recovered from. Depression is one of those things where it can change your entire being. You can one day, just be, look good and look normal, but then all of a sudden, your daily patterns are changing. You're getting lazy, you're getting tired, you're getting irritable, you get angry like super fast, and you're just like, you want people to get out of your face, and then, you don't want to get those phone calls. You sleep in all day. You're gaining weight. Your like metabolism is slowing down, and Your heart rate is increasing and you're just like, oh my gosh, what's going on here? Next thing you know, you're wanting pills. You're like, man, I need to control my heart rate. I need to control my attitude. I need to calm down. I mean, there's like, 30 different ways that it can affect your life. And, a lot of times people around you don't know it. And even yourself, sometimes you don't know it yourself. And, you don't know what to do. But, the one thing I do, because I've actually experienced depression myself, and it's one of those things where it's hard to cope, it's hard to go through. It could be the biggest thing, the smallest, it could be, something that distresses you from, finances. Let's say you lost your job, or you and your wife had an argument and it's hard to come back from it, and or something from your kids. I mean, it could be like anything that can trigger it. It could be like the weather, and next thing you know, you got depression, and then you're depressed, and then you're kind of being secluded, wanting to stay in your room, not wanting to talk to anybody, keeping your head down, and then all of a sudden anxiety kicks in. All these kind of go together, anger, anxiety, depression, sadness, loneliness, all of these things can be all in that same realm of depression. And it's hard to come back from it, but it is also very, I guess, it's you can recover from it, and it's easily done, not by yourself, but by talking to others. So that's what I recommend. We don't want anybody going through depression. I don't want you as my listeners going through it, or maybe you're going through it now, I don't know. And this is speaking to you, and then you're telling yourself, wow, like Marlon is just kind of speaking to my heart and mind right now. I didn't even know I had it, but it seems like I have it. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I'm not trying to prescribe anything. I'm not trying to say, hey, do this, do that, and diagnose. But kind of search within yourself and see if that's you. And if it is you, then the best thing to do is talk to someone that you can, open up to. Talk to a professional, or talk to maybe one of your best friends. Talk to your spouse. Talk to your wife. If you're married, you definitely want to talk to your spouse. Even though sometimes, because maybe that's why, you guys are fighting. And she doesn't know what's going on, or he doesn't know what's going on, and all of a sudden, you just kind of open your heart up and say, hey, you know what? I think I'm depressed. And then you guys can both kind of narrow it down, help each other out, be there as each other's, hand to hold, arm to hold, person to talk to, or else it could be your parents, if you're close to your parents, or like a best friend or something like that. Or maybe you go to church, and that's another good thing, something that can influence you outwardly and kind of encourage you, motivate you, from outside influences, such as friends or prayers or singing, worship, going to church, things like that. All these things help out. Most importantly, just talking about it, telling people like, hey, I'm having a hard time. I don't know what's going on. My mind is running 100 miles an hour, and it's going towards things that I don't like. And it can affect me, it can affect my children, it can affect my marriage, my relationships, my work. I'm not fully there at work. I'm not focused at work. It's hard for you to do one thing, two things, and sometimes, your own mind can kind of entrap you in this depressed, lonely, anxious, angry state. So if you are there, man, take a hold of it and say, you know what? I'm not going to be depressed no more. I'm going to be motivated for life, because you know what? Life is worth living. Now let's get to the powerful living part. You know what? You might think that like you don't have that much to offer, but I can tell you right now, I'm sure in your lifetime you have helped one person, two people, three, 10. Whether if it's a family member or a friend, or somebody close to you, a child, whatever it may be, think back on these good thoughts. Think back on the blessings. A lot of times we go through life and we don't experience the blessing. And you know what? You have a house, you have a car, you have food, You have, great children, you have a great wife, you have a supportive family, you got all these things around you, and you don't see it. And maybe, you know what, you are in a rough spot. Maybe you're like, man, you know what, I'm taking pills I'm not supposed to, I'm doing this I'm not supposed to. But you know what, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, as long as you want to open your eyes and look through it and move towards it. And that's what you want to do. So if you're having a hard time with life, if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling angry, anxious, bitter, angerness, jealousy, whatever, all these things that can kind of break you down inwardly, break down your heart, you know what, take each one of them out one by one, and write it down and be like, why am I angry? Boom, write it down. Why am I depressed? Boom, write it down. Even though there's like a million things you got to write it down, because that way you can kind of decipher, you can kind of categorize what's going on, figure out what's going on, and be like, you know what, I'm depressed because I gained 20 pounds, and be like, you know what, okay, I gotta do something about that. Okay, I gotta start running every day, I gotta start eating healthier, I gotta change that around, I gotta bring my endorphins up. Just do something that will keep you progressive, keep you moving forward. If there's something in your life that's worth focusing positivity on, then do that. If you're like, you know what, I lost my job, I lost my wife, I lost money in the stock market, whatever, I lost all these things, but I'm still living. And maybe you're a single dad, you're a single mom, and then you're like, you know what, I have my child, I'm gonna live for them, I'm gonna show them that life is worth living. And that's what you gotta do. So if you're hearing me now and you're thinking to yourself, man, and if you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I gotta keep moving, that's all you gotta do every day to get out of this depressed state. Keep moving forward, not backwards, move forward. So if there's anything that's holding you down, if it's a friend, if it's a family member, if it's thoughts in your own head from like 10 years ago, 20 years ago, let it go. Sometimes you just gotta let things go and be like, you know what, I gotta move forward. I gotta let that past go. I gotta let go of that past failure, and I gotta get up on my feet, and I gotta move forward. So whatever that is that's keeping you depressed, kick it out to the curb. You don't have to hold on to it, right? If you think about it, you know how like a lot of times we tell people, hey, you know what, you can't change other people, which is true. But you know what, the one thing that you can change is yourself. You can change the way you feel, right? You can change your mindset. You can change what you do day to day. And if you're just like in that rut of like, man, I'm so lazy, I got my house is dirty, it's a mess, my car is dirty, it's a mess, you know what, clean it up. Get out of that rut. Clean up your car. Go out, wash it. Do something that's like, you accomplish something. Go in your house, clean that bathroom. It's probably been dirty forever. Clean your closet. Do these things that will make you progress. And then, you know what? Help an old lady with a grocery bag to her car. Something that like you've never done. And maybe like you're thinking, man, I don't have much. Be like, you know what? Why don't you go down the street, or wherever in the areas where there's the homeless, and check their life out and be like, you know what, I don't want to be there, I don't want to go there, but you know what, let me even give this person a sandwich, or like, help them out for one day. And then you will see and experience in your own brain, in your own life, that you know what, you do have something to live for. You can move forward. You are blessed. You do have things that others don't have. Things can be worse, and they can. But you know what? You got to take hold of your life, take hold of what you're doing every day, and be move forward to that powerful positivity mindset that you hear all the other people doing. And I know it's annoying because everybody just seems so positive, so happy, so whatever. But you know what? This is your life. Who cares about them? Don't focus on them and, on the other people that are bringing you down. No, focus on you. What are you gonna do every day to make sure that your life is progressive, that you are progressing something towards, some sort of joy, some sort of happiness, some sort of thing that gives your life purpose? And think about that, right? Don't stay in this like depression stage. Is it now that like we've all heard the news that even Anthony Bourdain, chef, renowned chef, popular on TV, got shows, TV shows, travels around the world. It seems like he had everything. But you know, he didn't grab on to something that'll keep his life moving forward. And you know, that's it's sad. It's sad to see that, you know. So don't do that. You have more to live for. I'm sure he's done and like affected a lot of other people in life and you know, affect them positively. That's why everybody's just saying great things. But at the same time, I'm sure if he lived on, he would have done bigger and greater things. But again, we don't know what kind of form depression comes in. And you know what? If you feel it, if you see it, let's not let that affect us. You know, let's not let these tragedies happen to us or our family members. And you know what? You know, besides reaching out to somebody, talking to somebody about it, you know, kind of be a little bit sensitive to other people around you. You know, see if any of your friends and family has changed. You know, why are they like this? Why are they like that? Maybe they're also going through the same thing and you can help them. Maybe you guys can reach out together and you know what? Move forward together. You know, it's always two is always better than one. You know, if you're an island unto yourself, if you're in your own brain, if you're in the land of me, that land of me gets really tiresome. It gets really boring. It gets really lonely. Don't be in that land of me, myself, and I. Get out of there. Grab a friend. Talk to a friend. Go grab a drink. Go get some dinner. Go out. Go to a group. You know, a hiking group. A chess group. A workout group. You know, a church group. Join other people in a group that can keep you on a good track. Grab that mindset of yours. You know, get your soul and your mind out of that dark place and move forward. So that's my message for today. I know I can continue to talk about it, but I know that, you know, you guys all have work and you guys have all things. There might be a part two to this. I'm not sure if I do get some response. You know what? Tell me about it. If you're there and you're listening and you're in that state, please make a comment. And maybe we can talk about it. And then, you know, we can actually, you know, I'm here. This is why I'm doing the podcast, you know, for people to just hear me out. And again, I'd love to be here to hear what you guys need to say and maybe start a good conversation about it. Again, spread the word. You know, grab onto life, guys. That's all I'm saying. Grab onto life. Life is worth living. Live another day. Move forward. Get out of that state. Do something that makes you happy. Do something good for you. Do something good for others. And hopefully that will change your path and it would be a path towards light. A path towards joy, a path towards happiness, and you know, a powerful living day by day. And that's a podcast. So, again, thank you once again for listening. My name is Marlon. Hope to talk to you guys soon. And yeah, have a great day. Bye bye.